I believe there's a better day for everyone.
I believe in dancing.
I believe that everybody who is different still has a chance.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Adults tend to think that life lessons must be learned through decades worth of experience, complex study, rigorous analysis, and perhaps therapy. But the truth is, children sometimes are able to reach astonishingly profound insights about life simply by doing what children are supposed to do, playing games with one another. And that's certainly the case with this week's essayist, 13-year-old Raghu Nimmagadda.
Even simple things can change the world. A personal example of this is chess. I love playing chess. If you go to a traditional chess class, the students will have little in common on the outside. You'll see people from all walks of life, old and young, tall and short. Chess is the one thing they have in common. When I was 5, I was a sore loser. Whenever I lost, I would cry and throw a gigantic tantrum. Then my parents introduced me to chess. In chess, things were different. If I lost, I wasn't allowed to cry or make any kind of fuss. I couldn't yell or throw things. I learned that chess had an etiquette that you were not allowed to break in serious play. I learned this the hard way when I was in my first Blitz tournament when I was 8. I interfered with another game by pointing out that one of the players had run out of time. Because I did this, I was disqualified. I was so enraged, I felt like I wanted to punch the tournament director. But I understood why he did it. Chess has taught me to anticipate things, to see ahead. This skill helps me see logic and patterns in many different places. Math is one of them. In math, pattern recognition is a helpful talent. But it's not only in math. Anticipation can be useful everywhere in life. Chess has also taught me not to give up. I remember that in one of my games, I lost my queen trying to trick someone. I was debating whether I should resign. I decided to stick it out and eventually won. Not giving up is important because life will throw lots of things at you and you need to know how to get back up. I have chess to thank for this skill. My family travels a lot, and wherever I end up, I always find a chessboard and someone to play. In airports in Australia, India, Mexico, and Europe, I have met lots of people who could play. Chess is a universal language. That means that lots of people are playing and learning the same lessons I have learned. This is why I believe that simple things can change people, and that people can change the world. And let's face it, the world could use some more determined people out there.
Raghu Nimmagadda is a 7th grader at the Wheeler School in Providence. As a 5th grader in 2009, Raghu led the Highlander Charter School to the Middle School State Chess Championship. Raghu loves reading, role-playing games, and skiing. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, WRNI.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.